You're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Over 1,000 people gathered downtown Montreal over the weekend in a hands-off the Middle East protest, rallying against the United States and Israel's attacks on Iran, as well as continued military violence in Lebanon and Gaza.
Stop bombing Lebanon!
In late February, the United States and Israel began coordinated airstrikes across Iran, killing their supreme leader, Ali Khamenei. In those early strikes, a U.S. Tomahawk missile killed 175 people in a girls' elementary school, most of them children. In Montreal, these attacks have sparked outrage. At the hands-off the Middle East protest, flags from Iran, Lebanon, Palestine, Yemen, Sudan, and even flags from countries in the global south, including Cuba and Venezuela, waved over the heads of the crowd. The protest was organized principally by the Palestinian Youth Movement. Here is one of their organizers, Rama.
We're also seeing Canada continue to fuel this this war and this genocide by sending weapons through the U.S., for example.
Rama mentioned Bill C-233, which seeks to tighten restrictions on weapons and weapons parts shipped from Canada to Israel through the United States. As recently as July of 2025, shipments of products labeled cartridges traveled from Montreal's Dorval Airport to Tel Aviv. This private member's bill has been introduced in Canada's parliament. The Palestinian youth movement would like to see it passed. The second group behind the protest was the Iranian Canadian Congress. This is their president, Mona Ghassemi.
Foreign intervention is always more to the detriment of the people. And if the country were just left alone and we reestablish diplomatic policies, and if the powerful countries like United States, if they weren't putting this kind of pressure on the country, then we would be in a much better situation now. I understand that Canada did not get involved in the Iraq war. So it is possible to make a decisive statement against involvement in the war.
A small group of counter-protesters, totaling roughly 50 people at its peak, followed the protest. They waved pre-revolutionary Iranian flags as well as Israeli and U.S. flags. The group was pro-military action in Iran out of an anti-Iranian regime perspective. The group got close to the anti-war protesters and shouted to them until police removed them, arresting one individual. Despite this minor disruption, the protest ended peacefully. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
See? Sorry, I have to check. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690. This is On an Evening. My name is Joe. You just heard To Your Own Devices by Kate Bollinger, who I absolutely love. Sorry, I'm apologizing in advance. It's a bit of an unorganized show today. I don't know if everything's going to flow together nicely. It's a kind of last minute playlist. I've been busy. I was in New York last week, which was a lovely trip. We had a great time. I got to see my mom's friend, who I haven't seen in years, and she took great care of us in New York. Didn't get to see any music. Oh no, we did. We went and we sat and watched or listened to a DJ set at the Lot Radio, which was really cool because I've been following them online for a while, and it was cool to go and see it in person, even though it's just like a little shipping container with a little, like, I don't know, yard in front of it. It was nice. Went and got a bit of work done, and listened to some good music. Today, what have I got for you? It's a bit of a mix. I've got some indie folk. I've got some of the kind of, I don't know, I've got a bit of bedroom poppy stuff, R&B-ish. Anyway, it's all female artists this week, which I normally play quite a mix anyway, but in honor of International Women's Day, I thought we'd do a completely female episode, celebrate some of the incredible female voices in music. Next one up, we've got Don't Overthink It by Jeanette King. And then after that, I'll play straight away. We'll have By Hook or By Crook by Jessica Pratt.
We stayed up late night talking for hours. It feels like we keep running in circles. So
it's the end. My God, you kids don't know how lucky you got it. Well, back in my day, we didn't have no fancy campus radio. We had to make our own radio out of dirt. Nowadays, you kids with your CJLO 1690 AM, I miss the good old days.
Are you a Concordia undergrad? Want to help make more funding for student jobs and projects? Then vote yes for CURE from March 17th to 19th. CURE Concordia is a student group that makes student jobs working on cool projects. For every cent you give us, we double it and give it back in student jobs. We've raised over $300,000 for student jobs, and next year, we're funding another $132,000. And that's on a fee levy of only 8 cents a credit. With this increase, we'll be able to fund three times as many jobs for current or just graduated Concordia undergrads, and they'll be working full-time to give funding, workshops, consulting, and other services directly to Concordia students. We want you to leave a job with CURE proud of the work you've done, making a difference in your community, and having new skills that give you a real leg up in your career. On March 17th, 18th, and 19th, watch the email address associated with your Concordia account for an email from the CSU with your ballot in the CSU election. And if you want to help us give students good jobs, vote yes for CURE.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 till 8 on 3JLO. Tune in. Turn on.
Picked over by the world.
Fishes by Leanne Lahavas. That's one of my favorite covers that I've ever heard. I think she really does justice to the song, Radiohead song, Weird Fishes. I think it's a really cool take. I like how spacey it is. I don't know. It's cool. She's got an incredible, incredible voice. I haven't seen anything from her recently, although I also haven't been checking. I'm finding it kind of hard recently to stay on top of music, because I'm using streaming less and less, right? I've been talking about that. And I say that I'm still using like SoundCloud to find my faster, dancier stuff quite a lot. But I don't know, it's hard because Spotify gives you the stuff straight away. It tells you this, here's new stuff from this artist. So I need to work on that. I need to like go through and follow everyone on Bandcamp so I can make sure I'm not missing stuff. Yeah, it's difficult. I was talking with my brother the other night about getting off Spotify, and he was like, "But it's so convenient." I was like, "I know, that's the problem." That's the issue. That's the issue. It's the same thing with like Instagram, right? It's impossible to not have it, or it feels impossible to not have it, because it's so useful for social connections, staying in touch with people. But then it steals so much time, and it's evil. I don't know. It's a hard one to strike a balance with. Anyway, next one. Let me move that over there. Next one up is a new one. This album came out a couple of weeks ago now. New one by Mitski. This is Cats.
Sure. bloom and die. Keep me by your window and watch my petals dry. Sway. Set me down easy like a sky. Ripple in the water, teardrop in your eye. Pass me through the way you do to another time. Time, 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 time.
Vitsky, you just heard Another Time by Cat Clyde. Unintentional. Kind of worked out. That one came out today, actually. I found it on Bandcamp earlier when I was doing my last minute playlisting. And I really enjoy it. It's really, really cool. It's that indie folky, I don't know, swoony. Swoony? So. My brain's not working. Yeah, I was really annoyed this morning. I slept in later than I wanted to. Despite the fact I still got up at 20 past 8. But I missed a class this morning, which I really wanted to go to. Because I've missed it a few times now. It's hard. It's at 8 a.m. and my schedule wasn't set back. It was still on holiday time. Still on reading week time. We'll keep it moving. Next one is another one that I think is quite similar. It's that almost like slightly country-inspired singing, folky, indie, you know, all of that good stuff. This is Real House by Adrian Lencar.
All I want. a child humming into the clarity of black space, where stars shine like tears on the night's face, with a cool wind. Mama, what happened? I never thought we'd go this long. Now 31 and I don't feel strong, and your love is all I want. When I was 7, I saw the first film that made me scared, and I thought of this whole world ending. I thought of dying unprepared. We moved into a real house, a wild field behind it. I wanted to be an inventor, collected scraps to make a portal. I wanted so much for magic to be real. So many dreams of flying, rising high over the crowd, and they'd go, "Oh man, look at her go." And I'd go, hospital when I was 14. My friends all left me there spinning. Dad was angry, but you saw everything, and you made me laugh as the nurses undressed me. You held my hand as they put the needle in me. I never saw you cry, not until our dog died. And the whole family came back together. We held her body as they put the needle in her. And then I saw you cry. And then I saw you cry.
Where virtual DJ.
A withered flower waving like a wand. Tender as time on a wing of wind. A bird of breath. The handwriting of God. Your name, a feather on my tongue, a giggle of rain on the skin of a spirit, the peace of a guitar string with listening eyes, the curl of light, lovers in a pawn shop of dreams. The scowl of a scar. Utterances in the blood. Where the sun worships our cheekbones. A chin kissing the sky. A timbre of voice. To be with and away, the telescope of touch, the hiss of hurt, shoplifting breath in the smog of a war, a heaven where everyone is houseless. Soft glances. Stanzas of planets dancing. All is will be as it was. Tiny laurels of love. May your thoughts never betray you.
That one was All Is Will Be As It Was by Anastasia featuring Aya Monet. Before that was Colors of Now and Then by Hannah. I finally got around to playing all of the EP now across the time I've been doing this show. I'm really sorry that virtual DJ just shouted at you. I was really upset by that. I don't know what happened. Virtual DJ on the computer just started, had some things to say apparently. Ruining my mix. I had the guitars going on. Anyway. Yeah, especially between those beautiful songs. Like, not the energy. I thought that writing, by Aya Monet, and that was really, really incredible. It was beautiful poetry. I love spoken word poetry just over music. Like, and I played that Aquanaru song, the poetry, How Does It Feel? I love it. I need to read more poetry because I don't read a lot of poetry. I also haven't been to some of my friends do a poetry night, and I haven't been to that in ages, because that's always fun to go and listen to some gorgeous writing. Anyway, we're gonna have some ads now, and then we'll get into the last few songs of the show.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. On Thursday, March 12th, from 6 to 9 p.m., come to Sediments, a vernissage night featuring the work of 8 artists arranged in 5 categories inspired by Edmund Husserl's Cartesian Meditations. Curated by Joe Espada, and find us at A2X, 4001 Rue Berry, Apartment 201. On Friday, March 13th, come to Rebodying, a one-night-only show with a selection of live performances and installations curated by Alec Tejon. Join us at Studio 303, which is located at 372 St. Catherine West on the third floor. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
JLO は多様性を重視しているため、いろんな経験を持った世界各国からのボランティアさんたちが協力して作り上げているラジオ局です。ボランティア中にできた友達や思い出は一生忘れません。CJLO ではライブ収録、マーケティング、ブロードキャスティングなどいろんなボランティア活動ができる場所です。応募お待ちしております。
That one was Velvet Mood by Alice Phoebe Liu, who I just bought tickets to go and see in Montreal in April. I'm really excited about that. I love her. She's got one of my favorite voices. I say this about everyone, but I love her. I love her stuff. So I'm really excited to get to go and see her. If you don't know her, listen to the rest of that album. That album's called Glow. Incredible. It's from 5 years ago now. 2021 was 5 years ago. I'm gonna run the next two songs, I think, just back to back, and I'll tap myself out early today. I'm exhausted. I can feel it in my eyes, you know, when you got like, I don't know, I can feel it like under my eyes. I feel the dark circles. What's going on? I can't see the time anymore. Okay. Sorry, something's going on. Someone's like logged into one of the computers that like it has the automatic thing, but they've logged in from afar and I can see what they're doing, but they're blocking the clock. Interesting. Anyway, next one up we've got Around the Corner by Alicia Clara. And then I'm going to end with Au Miroir by Ombre Ciel. I hope you enjoyed today. Sorry it was a bit disorganized. And I'll see you next week. I'll try and have something proper next week. Either I'm going to have one of my friends in, or I'm going to try and do an Irish episode. because that might be fun on St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, around the corner, Alicia Clara. And thank you for listening. Goodbye.
So when I try to hide, sembler.